I am humbled and privileged to announce that State Representative Jennifer Carroll has accepted my invitation to run as my running mate for the office of Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Florida.
When Governor Rick Scott first ran for office, he had Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll by his side. She's the first African-American woman to be elected to the office, and even before that, she was the first Republican African-American woman elected to the Florida legislature.
When Rick Scott chose Jennifer Carroll, he chose her in large part because he felt that she would be a help to the ticket and not hurt the ticket. She would bring some diversity. She's a woman. She's a black woman. And she was somebody that was in the establishment of Republicans because she had served in the legislature. So on a number of factors, you know, she was somebody that was a good fit for the ticket.
But Aubrey Jewett, a University of Central Florida political scientist, says Carroll broke an important rule.
The first rule for a lieutenant governor is sort of like a doctor, you know, do no harm. In this case, you're not supposed to harm the ticket with the selection.
About a year after her run for office, scandal after scandal started to surround Carroll's office. It began with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigating whether a former staffer of Carroll's, Carlitha Cole, recorded a conversation in the office between herself and Carroll's chief of staff, John Conkus, and gave the recording to a reporter. Later, the state brought charges against Cole, which landed her in court. Then Cole made several allegations about Carroll and her office. That included a comment that grew into a much larger controversy, that Carroll and her travel aide had been caught in a, quote, sexually compromising position. Carroll responded by denying the allegations on WTSP.
The problem is that when you have these accusations that come out, it's not just a one person that you're attacking. It's an entire family. My husband doesn't want to hear that. He knows the type of woman I am, and my kids know the type of woman I am.
For 29 years, I'm the one that's married for 29 years. The accuser is the one that's single for a long time. So usually black women that look like me don't engage in relationships like that.
Carroll's remarks were met with outrage by the gay and lesbian community, which she later apologized for. Still, her comments even had some asking the governor in early August of last year whether he would still keep Carroll on as his running mate. Scott's response,
she's done a great job. Why wouldn't I?
But now that Carroll is linked to an internet cafe company that could be a front for gambling, Scott changed his tune Wednesday, a day after he received Carroll's resignation letter.
Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll consulted for this company in 2009 and 2010 when she was serving in the Florida House of Representatives. FDLE interviewed Lieutenant Governor Carroll yesterday related to her work for this company. Yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Carroll resigned in an effort to keep her former affiliation with the company from distracting from our efforts to help make sure we do the right thing for Florida families. And she did the right thing for the state and for her family.
The governor's office says Carroll's resignation was spurred by an investigation into the Allied Veterans of the World. Officials from that nonprofit internet cafe company were recently arrested on racketeering charges as a result of a joint federal and state investigation. It's also not the first time Carroll's name has come up amid a federal probe. Early last year, there were allegations made that Carroll bribed a Florida Republican congressional candidate to drop out of a race. Meanwhile, there's been no word yet on who Scott is expected to choose to replace Carroll, but he says he is expected to address those concerns until after the end of the 2013 legislative session. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.